It's always good to be the last one so everybody that's tired can blame the last speaker. It's what happens during the services. Thayer's is not an inspired book. And he did make a compound word. I'm not here to prove Thayer's is right or wrong. I was here to tell you that he used the word merge, his definition, with the prefix on it. I didn't say he used it without the prefix. I said the Bible used it without it, only because the Greek language is a synthetic. You even know what the word synthetic is. You all hear that. The word sin, S-Y-N, together with thetic, place or position. The words are all synthetic, put together. If baptizo had the need or sub, a prefix, and he knows the prepositions in the Greek text, it would have placed one there very easily. But I wasn't here to... I don't really consider them infallible in either of the dictionaries. And I don't use King James's, the Church of England, Bible to determine what words mean. And that's just me. And I'm certain it's been a shock to some of you to walk into somebody who doesn't use all those gadgets. I did use them years and years ago when I couldn't just read. I'm talking about literally, it's easier for me to read the text itself. The one that he put up there, and I didn't know how these debates bantered, and I know he's got skill in it and knows how to ask to set up the next thing, and I don't do that either. All I was saying is the verses he had didn't have water, and the one that had water didn't have baptized. So I don't know which way you want it to go. That's really your business. I wouldn't begrudge you. However you want to win out on this, I'd rather not win with lexicons and translations, and I don't really care if all the English translations ignore the grammar. The text, Mark 16:16, has the definite article before the word baptized. It's an articular participle, and all of you know that. You can drive up to any college, they'll tell you that. The second word doesn't, and it's because in the text, when the writer wants to explain what he means, he does that. And you can look up Granville Sharp. He can look it up. But that's not a debate, really. All I was asked to do was to debate, do you have to be water baptized to be saved? And he means by saved, regenerated, or born. You can do that if you want, I suppose. It's a free country, but it's still God's book. I can't say saved means genao, born, any more than you can say born means baptized. I can't just randomly decide when I want a word to be associated with the water or with the administrator. I can't do that. I can't also say, I went to another passage that said tree of life, so it's not an olive tree over here. I don't know. And I know it seems very powerful when so many people say the same thing so often. It's never bothered me, though. I don't know what you do with your errors in your King James translation. What do you do when it's error? When it's an error?
Reject it.
That's right. And what do you do when Thayer's is wrong? Reject it. So I really don't know what the problem is, except that apparently I introduced something that you all were not aware of, and I'm not saying that's novel or anything. I'm just telling you, I told you at the beginning, I was speaking from someone that has accepted that unless it says it, and it doesn't prove my side is right at all. It just proves that in those texts, the verb baptize or the noun baptism can be used as God wants to use it for anything He wants to do with it. And I don't mean that because God can, I mean because the text would otherwise indicate it. That was it on that. I know y'all went out and tired, and we really were sloppy today with technology. And whatever depths of hell I would wake up in, I hope they're deep. I'm glad my wife was here to say this, though, and bail us out of that. And I apologize for that. Tomorrow night will be sharper and more precise on the time, but I certainly won't inconvenience any longer. And sorry about the communication breakdown with me and Patrick, him thinking I said it said merge, and not, I'll make it more clear next time. But I really don't read the Thayer's anymore. It's been so long since I pulled that out. It was only for this that I was doing that. And I haven't read my King James in so long that the people that are just now beginning to read it think I need to. So I say bless their hearts and not piss the code. So
Anybody know what a Bible looks like that the Baptist translated? Or a Church of Christ Bible? Anybody seen one of those? Well, the Baptist Bible is in Hebrew and in Greek. If you ever want to go to ours, it's fine. So, that's my reading. And I'm not ashamed of that. So, and it was written thousands of years ago. It doesn't really line up with a cowboy thinking nowadays. So, I do apologize for the technology problems, and thank you for all for coming out. And Patrick for trying to walk me through this in areas where I'm totally ill-equipped. Talk about kids. If you have children that have these things right here, these cell phone things, that is great really technology. We've got nothing to say. You know, except Dad can go to Taco Bell. Now, I don't think they invented this or that kind of conversation. And I tell them all the time, I say, well, you may have all the gadgets figured out, but you don't have any content. And I know people have gadgets, you know, and they can make up words out of the area, and they can do what they want to, but I can't. And I have a lot of content, but I'll learn how to present it someday, I guess. And I'm sorry that other people, there's thousands of translators out there, and there's thousands of translations out there, and I don't read them either, so.